Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Stephan, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Stephan.
Hi, this is Colette Stephan, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour and feel the instant relief when you connect to your intuition. Shift happens every Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific Time, 11 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time. I've been traveling about the globe sharing the teachings of Dr. Cam Yuen, who is the founder of the Yuen Method and Yuen Mastery, and also as an emissary for the Resonance Project Foundation, founded by Nassim Haramein. And this has given me an opportunity to connect with visionaries and speakers, authors, magicians, energy movers, people who are here to empower you to ride the wave of your infinite potential. And over the years, connecting with clients and students, I found that many people are much harder on themselves than they would ever be on others. And, you know, it's kind of like you know, if you imagine yourself instead of how you saw yourself as the heroine of your journey, observing yourself as the pilot of your life, you know, you would have a different perspective. And so, you know, if you were to be your own guardian angel observing your life journey, you would have a full-hearted compassion for every struggle, every apparent defeat, and hard-won victory. So you could inspire yourself to new heights through desire and a sense of longing for purpose and connection. You know, it's about switching lenses, and it allows you to reframe your current challenges, shift your energy, and see your path of possibility. And my guest today is Pamela Hale. She is an expert of this, and she has devoted her offering of ancient and contemporary creative tools for transformation and restoring the sacred on the planet. And Pamela is a certified energy medicine practitioner. She provides consultations, seminars, and retreats through indigenous wisdom, shamanic ceremonies, and spiritual mentoring. And Pam was educated at Stanford and Columbia Universities and at the Four Winds Society at Tacaria School for Spiritual Direction. Pam is a pioneer in therapeutic photography, the creator of Sand Spirit Insight Cards, and the author of the award-winning book, Flying Lessons, How to Be the Pilot of Your Own Life. Welcome to The Truth is Funny, Pamela.
No, thank you so much. It's an honor to be with you.
Do you prefer Pam or Pamela?
Oh, Pam is just great. Pamela okay. Hale, I guess, just sounded more resonant to use for my author name, but
oh, yeah.
I'm really a Pam.
No, both sound beautiful, but I just wanted to make, you know, respect which one you prefer to answer
Thank
to.
Thank you.
So, you know, your book, Flying Lessons, How to Be a Pilot of Your Own Life, is the story of how you overcame your fear and doubts to becoming a pilot in your 50s. Oh, God, tell us about that.
Well, that does have some funny stories, I'll tell you. I was 57 when I finally earned my private pilot's license. It took me a year and a half, and it felt like, in spite of natural childbirth, this might have been the hardest thing I'd ever done. Because in spite of all of this personal work that I'd done, I was amazed how many fears and doubts raised their ugly little heads during this process, you know, things that I thought I'd already worked through.
You mean things like when your feet aren't touching the ground?
And things like when you're coming in toward a piece of concrete and you've got to put this piece on the ground safely. Yeah, it was terrifying for me and just brought up all my fears and self-doubts. And fortunately, I had a wonderful female flight instructor who just wouldn't accept any of those excuses.
I love it. You know, my dad, he always would say, you know, shift or get off the pot, because he was an entrepreneur and he was a little impatient sometimes, you know. If you're not going to do it yourself, move over and let me do it for you. And so, you know, what was that defining moment where you decided I have to have my pilot's license? It's not like every woman in the world goes out there and says, I have to have my pilot's license.
No, but there's a story behind that. And the short story is, that flight had been a metaphor for me for many, many years. I think we all can, part of this theme of seeing we're talking about today is we can all look for what has been a metaphor in our life. And for me, I had encounters with birds. I kept longing to fly. My biological father had been a bomber pilot in World War II, and he was shot down and killed when I was just a baby. And so I guess I could have dreaded flight because of that, but instead I guess I regarded him as a hero. So I always had this desire to fly. And when I was 40, thinking probably death was imminent, I made a bucket list when I was 40. And on it I wrote, get private pilot's license. And then when I was 45, I met the man who's now my husband, who'd been a lifelong pilot and had a plane.
Oh, there you go.
And so after flying for 8 years in the right seat with John and constantly saying to him, you know, one day I'm going to get my own license. One day when I was getting out of the shower, he finally said, so I'm just curious, is all this talk about getting your license just talk, or were you going to do it? That was the defining moment.
And that was the defining.
I felt like I'd been hit in the gut.
Energetically, like I'm always tuning in. And I feel that, you know, the fact that your father was a pilot and was shot down, in many ways, you taking up the flight, you know, it's kind of like picking up and soaring on his wings and bringing him back in a way, you know.
Yeah, I definitely think that was it. And I don't think it was a coincidence that during the time that I was taking flying lessons was also a period where I was doing a great deal of research on his life, because I didn't know a lot about him. And, of course, I was trying to find out the other half of who I was. And so,
absolutely. And, you know, our ancestors will come through and we really get in touch intuitively with ourselves, you know, whether our ancestors are on this side of the veil or on the other side of the veil. Many times they will come through and they'll have, you know, things that they want to still clear from the other side. And many times we can do that for them if we intuitively connect to that and kind of smooth things out for future generations, you know.
Oh, that's such a nice perspective. That's sort of like a little bonus. Thank you for that.
Well, with energetic work like that, a lot of times, and this is just coming in right now when you're saying this, is, you know, that your dad was kind of shot down in the prime.
And, oh, he was.
You know, I'm just getting for, I don't know, and, you know, I know you've had an experience, and we'll talk about that a little bit later with facing cancer. And a lot of times when people are faced with, you know, the end of life, like you said, like in your 40s, like, oh, my goodness, you know, I've got to make a bucket list, which is, you know, at 40s is kind of funny, actually.
I know, it is.
Yeah, so, you know, it's kind of like the perfection of how, you know, the reason why, even though your father was shot down when you were a baby, that, you know, you still have that very strong connection. You know, it's pretty cool when you think about it, isn't it?
It's very cool, and I think that he was very present during the height of my struggles to achieve that, and then I think and had been present at times of crisis in my life, and then kind of faded away as if every, you know, his connections with the earthly realm were resolved.
Yeah, you know, it's coming up that, and an actual fact that, like, he, once you got your pilot's license, that he knew that he had taught you everything he knew.
Right. What a nice way to look at it.
Yeah. No, that's what I mean, sometimes when I'm working, like, intuitively with people, I'm doing energy sessions and that, it'll come through the loved ones from across the veil will come through in that way. And it's kind of like, you honoring him by, taking wings of your own. And then he knew that, okay, once you had your wings, you know, officially, okay, now he can move on.
Right. And then just to take that a step further, he was a flight instructor in World War II.
Oh,
and
there you go.
I'm now a flight instructor because I'm teaching this flying lessons material that I wrote in my book, The Seven Lessons.
Oh, that's, yeah, you, that's exactly. It's so beautiful when you look at it from that perspective, you know. You're listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan, and my guest today is Pam Hale. And when we return, Pam is going to share with us some of the flying lessons she encountered and how we can apply them to our lives to make some more shift happen.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org. Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
We're back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan and my guest today, Pam Hale, who is sharing with us seven flying lessons that she has found empowering for herself and her students. But before we continue, Pam, can you please just share your contact information for the listeners so that they know where to find you?
Sure. First of all, my website is throughadifferentlens.com, and that's lens is L-E-N-S. throughadifferentlens.com. And you can also find me on Facebook. I have a page called Flying Lessons. And I also have another page, author page, as Pamela Hale.
Cool. So, and I understand that you also have provided a free gift, and it's a large format color abstract aerial photo from flying lessons.
Yeah, so my book. My book has. I've been a photographer all my life, and in a former part of this life was a professional photographer and teacher, and so photography is sort of interwoven with everything I do. And my book has 50 color aerial photos that are mostly abstracts that people find quite beautiful. So I like to say you get a coffee table book for the price of a paperback when you buy a book.
Awesome.
So this is, I would send them one of the photos.
Okay, so should they just email you for that?
They just email me, yes.
And okay, what is your email address just so that they know?
It's the first five people. And so my email address is long, but it's easy. It's pam@throughadifferentlens.com.
Okay, perfect. That's easy enough. So for the first five people who email Pam, you can have that coffee table book paperback size. Is that what you're saying?
Paperback price, right?
Paperback price, okay. So tell us the seven lessons. What are the, we'll, I don't know if we'll get through all of them here, but
yeah.
What are the lessons that you came across?
Yeah, well, here's one easy way to do this. I like to just give them the whole, listeners the whole metaphor, and then you, Colette, you pick up on whichever one you think you'd like to pick up on. But maybe I can invite people to just think of a challenge, because all of us usually have something that's up that's a challenge, something about which you would like more insight. And see if this metaphor, because this is one way that we shift lenses, is through using metaphor. There are different ways of perceiving, and metaphor is one of them. And so this flying business, the book is a story. It's part memoir, so it is a story of my struggles and how I got my pilot's license. But it's not about the plane. It's a book about you spreading your wings. And so take your challenge and just try on these seven lessons, and I think you'll get the metaphor right away. So, number one, know where you're going to land. Lesson two, bring enough fuel for the journey. Lesson number three, take the pilot's seat. Lesson number four, remember why you long to fly. Lesson number five, communicate with the controllers. Lesson number six, broaden your scan. And lesson number seven, give way to the winds.
I love that.
So before we pursue any of those, let me just say that the book is a whole system. So each of these seven lessons corresponds with a chakra, for those of you who are interested in energy work. So the way I read them were moving up the chakras. So as you read the book and do the work, you're doing energy work, really. And so each one also corresponds with a color, with an archetype, with a challenge, with a gift, and with a yoga pose. So there are ways to work these seven lessons through your body, mind, and spirit.
That's really cool. So, you know, if you start at the base chakra, and I always like to start at the bottom.
Right,
because,
me too.
Even in a plane, there has to be some structure to a plane. Like if the structure of the plane that you're flying in is not, if it's not put together correctly, then, you know, it's likely to break up in the wind, right?
Right.
And so we all have to have that structure, you know, when you think about a building, you know, being built, if the structure at the foundation is weak, it's going to tilt the building. So, so tell us about that, like knowing where you're going to land.
Yeah.
so awesome.
What I mean by this is not know what your goal is, what the outcome is. That's not what I meant when I named that lesson. What I'm referring to here is, what are you going to do if everything falls apart? What are you going to do if you're up there flying and, God forbid, the engine fails? Well, when I was a student, I thought what I'd do is just whimper all the way to my death. But my female flight instructor, Cleo, had other ideas. She said, no, no, you go to work immediately, and you go through a ritual. You go through these steps in order that you first head toward the flattest, most unobstructed, open place you can see within range, and you start heading there. And then you start trying to restart the engine. And so your idea is, no matter what happens, you're going to put the plane down safely.
So absolutely. That's beautiful. Because
so when we have a challenge and we're afraid, if everything falls apart, oh, my God, my whole world is going to fall apart. Mm-hmm. Well, no, it isn't. We need to remember the context. This is only one.
And so many people, what happens is, you know, you sort of chart your course. And you feel like, okay, I'm on course. And then you go a little off course, and that can really trigger people. But in reality, you know, most people see themselves in such a small part of their actual potential. So, yeah. You know, the universe sees us in our infinite potential. And so the universe would quite often give us way more, you know, if we didn't have expectations of having way less. And so, you know, whenever we have a goal, like, to have the goal and know, okay, I would like to land here, but being open to possibly landing somewhere else and, you know, letting go of those expectations. That's a beautiful metaphor, a beautiful way to bring that to people. Because if we get really stubborn about, you know, if things fall apart and we don't know where to go, well, then there's no plan B.
We like to say it's over. Well, I mean, maybe the bigger lesson is, you were able to be flexible and think of an alternative landing place.
Absolutely. That's beautiful. And so, you know, all seven of these are really, really poignant. Like, they're very clear. And that's what I really like about what you're saying here is that, you know, those lessons, because when you're in a plane and you're piloting it, sometimes you're responsible for others too. So do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Well, that's right. You are sometimes responsible for others. But, of course, we know the old metaphor of, you know, if you put on your own oxygen first.
Absolutely.
So really, this book is all about strengthening you as the pilot. Because whether there are other people in the plane or not, your job is the same.
And even if you're the only person on the plane, the landing, you have to be aware of, you know, where you're landing also. It can affect people also in that way.
Yeah.
So that's really cool. And so when you were flying and, you know, like what were some of the other challenges when you were in this process that led to, like, what is the next point that you feel was, you know, really stuck out for you?
Well, I'll just briefly go through. So in the book, you hear two voices. You hear my whiny, neurotic, self-doubting, self-critical voice that hopefully is getting better throughout the book under the influence of Cleo, my flight instructor, whose voice is the wise, confident, more mature, more steady person. And of course, these two voices are like the two voices within each of us. And the goal of the flying lessons, as Cleo put it, was for her, because I always flew in the left seat, the pilot seat. From lesson number one, she made me sit in the left seat. And she sat in the right seat, and she had her own set of controls, which kept me safe. But the point was, I had to get used to the role of being a pilot. And yeah. I went through all the developmental stages, from feeling like an infant to feeling like a toddler to feeling kind of like a rebellious adolescent to finally feeling more like an adult who had the voice of Cleo within me. And we all want to have the voice of a Cleo, a flight instructor within us. So,
yes, I'm all for piloting your own ship. We all have our own unique gifts, and we come into this world with these unique gifts. And so when we don't pilot you know, our own ship, what happens is we kind of cheat ourselves and we cheat others of all the beautiful gifts, that the unique gifts that we would bring, you know, into our lives, into other people's lives. And I love that what you, how you're saying that, you know, your whining, insecure voice as compared to that mastery, because in actual fact, we are all masters of our own destiny. And yeah. Sometimes that little whiny voice, is like the subconscious mind that is, you know, about 95% for the average person, you know, uses about 95% of the time, that subconscious, taking action on subconscious, you know, rather than on conscious and subconscious, non-conscious, all being congruent, so that, you know, people can move forward in a real, take consistent steps of action in a real strong way. And when you're a, pilot, you have to take consistent steps of action.
Right.
You know? Yeah.
Lesson to just refer to briefly is number 5, because every client I have runs into this, and that's communicate with the controller.
I'm just going to get you to hold that thought, number 5, because we have we have to go on a quick intermission here.
Okay.
And then when we come back, we'll touch on this right away.
All right.
I am Colette Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny. And when we come back, we will delve into this a little bit further. And then also I want to talk about your journey with your 2 bouts of breast cancer and how that led you into shamanic, you know, practice. And we'll be right back to make some more shift happen.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the 2nd and 4th Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
What would you do if you knew that you could not fail? The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile is a radio forum for some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Dr. Pat brings together and introduces visionary scientists and futurists, environmentalists, educators, business leaders, inventors, filmmakers, authors, artists, mystics, and healers who inspire and support individual and collective growth and positive cultural shifts. This award-winning radio show empowers the listening community to be the change they want to see in the world. Tune in to the Voice America Empowerment Channel every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern for the Dr. Pat Show. With Dr. Pat Basile, radio to thrive by.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
We're back on The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan, and I have Pam Hale here with me today. She is talking with us about tools that she has created for spiritual journeys. She has Sand Spirits Insight Cards and her book, Flying Lessons. And so I'm just going to turn this over to you, Pam, because we were talking about number five, and then we were also wanted to touch base with you about your journey with your cancer.
All right. So lesson number five, flying lesson number five, is communicate with the controllers. Well, so in aviation, we know there are controllers up in a tower that whose job it is to keep planes separate and keep you from running into each other. So they're really your allies. But when you're a student, it's really hard not to regard them as these invisible gods in the sky who are waiting to just nail you if you make a mistake, which you always do. And so I was always scared of them.
Kind of like a Roman Catholic upbringing.
Yeah, I know. I didn't have it, but you would think. Anyway, so I had trouble talking on the radio because I was just so afraid of saying the wrong thing and getting nailed. And so there's a story of, you know, how I got nailed, and I survived it, of course. It wasn't the end of the world. Well, the more important part of this lesson is the fact that we all have controllers within us. Right? We have the outer feedback that we have to deal with, say, from people that we consider authorities, whether it's a boss or maybe it's a partner, maybe it's a friend, you know, whoever we respect who criticizes us could be viewed as a controller. And then what's more difficult is the controllers inside, the critical voice. We started talking about that before. Because really, if I had somebody ask me one time, is there one theme that runs through all your work with clients? And when I thought about that, the theme that I believe was that every client I've ever had struggles to believe that she is all right exactly as she is. And I believe if we could just do this, we'd change the world.
If people,
and so communicate with the controllers is a very important piece of discernment. This lesson is about when you hear that critical voice, being able to observe it and say, who is it who's speaking? And how old is the voice who's speaking? Is it the five-year-old me or is it a mature voice? And is it telling the truth? And if it's telling the truth, then I need to change something. I need to be humble enough to say, well, I've screwed up this time. I need to set things right. That's one half. And if it's not telling the truth, you know, I need to shift the vibration to a higher vibration, perhaps have compassion for this voice, but treat it the way I would a little five-year-old child, which is, I know you feel this way, and there's more to the world than that, so let me help you out of this hole.
That's awesome.
We're going to move to higher ground here.
That's awesome. I love that. That's really, really clear. Yeah.
So you wanted to sort of relate this at lesson and all the other lessons to my cancer journey, right?
Yeah. Well, if you choose to. I just would
sure.
like to, because I know it's part of your biography that you share with people.
Absolutely.
And there's a lot of women out there that are terrified that they're going to get breast cancer.
Yeah. I know.
It's almost created an epidemic of women not being able to enjoy their breasts.
Oh, I know. And that's so hard. And so one thing I can say to them is that one thing I had to do because of that, because my mother and grandmother both died of breast cancer. And so, you know, when I got diagnosed, it was like, oh, I knew it. You know, I knew this was going to happen. And it felt like the boom was falling. And so I knew I needed to reframe this. And we're talking today about how you see things, how you see yourself. And so I had to reframe this, and I had to remember that I was the heroine of my own journey.
I love that.
And so this, I reframed this cancer, and I'm not saying I did this every day, but what I tried to do was reframe cancer as, you know, a sub-journey in the greater journey. And so if it's a journey, then it's a kind of adventure. It may not be one that I chose, or not consciously anyway, and it may be one that I don't want to go on. But if I'm like a goddess in the myth, then I've been assigned this mission, and it's to go through cancer. So how am I going to do that mission? How do I want to do it? So I did it, I think partly I tried to retain curiosity. Like, oh, it's going to be so interesting to see how the doctors see this, to see how, and how else could I see this? So for example, I felt that to just get allopathic treatment wasn't going to be enough. Because after all, my mother and grandmother both died anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I also knew that I needed allopathic treatment, and I had a lot of it. I had a double mastectomy. I had my ovaries out. So just for those of you who are so afraid of the possibility, yeah, I've lost a lot of my female body parts, but I still feel very much a woman. And I'm 13 years out from my first diagnosis, so and 9 years out from my second one. And I feel really certain that I'm done with cancer. Now, it could come back and surprise me, but I don't worry about that. So it was an adventure that I went through, and I tried to retain curiosity. And just to tie it back to lesson five, of course, there were lots of controllers and lots of discernment. So doctors, for example, like controllers, were allies of mine, but they're allies who can make mistakes. And so just because I had doctors involved didn't relieve me of my responsibility. And sometimes I said no to them. I don't want that treatment.
So, yeah, and this is important, is that, you know, if you're going on a journey that, you know, you maybe didn't necessarily really want to go on a conscious level, that you are conscious of the decisions you make and the choice, and that you have choice.
Right.
Absolutely.
I have choices. And so one of the lovely things that did happen is that I also did a lot of lesson seven, which is give way to the winds. Like, okay, okay, creator, this one's bigger than I am. I got to give way to you and surrender and ask for help and ask to be lifted by the winds. We can't pilot if we pretend that we are as powerful as the winds. We have to work with the winds. They are greater forces.
That's so, really very cool to point that out.
Yeah, so
because,
did a lot of praying and asking
strong,
for help.
Those winds of change.
I did a lot of praying and asking for help, and shamanism kind of landed in my lap, literally. You know, don't have time to tell the whole story, but synchronistic things happened that led me to that path, and I went on the path and began studying very selfishly, for my own self, for my own healing. I just felt that it was an adjunct that I needed. I needed to learn energy medicine to heal myself. And I was almost 60 years old, you know, late 50s, so I thought the last thing on my mind was becoming an energy medicine practitioner myself. But guess what? Spirit had other things in mind.
Well, you know, like you said before, you always want to put, you know, they'll tell you that whenever, anytime you board a plane, if the oxygen masks drop, make sure you put yours on first.
That's right. You've got to take care of yourself first so that you, otherwise, how could I be any good to anyone else?
And a lot of women, you know, because you know, mother, being mothers and, you know, being maternal, et cetera, have a tendency to put themselves last.
Absolutely. So I'd
and
love to just tell
piloting a, if you're piloting a plane or you're piloting your ship, you're going to, you need to be in control.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd love to tell.
That's so beautiful.
Yeah. I'd love to tell a little story that might tie this together. When I got diagnosed, the surgeon was very concerned and said, I think, you know, you're looking at either a single or a double mastectomy. A double would be preventative. And I didn't want to do that, of course. And so I said, well, let's try a lumpectomy. So I tried that. Wasn't enough. Margins weren't clear. So my husband and I had planned this trip to Europe, and it was to do research on my father. We were going to my biological father's grave in Belgium. He was, for those of you who didn't hear, he was a bomber pilot in World War II who had been shot down when I was a baby. And the surgeon said, go ahead and go to Europe. You know, it's 2 weeks away. You can do it. And you need some time before you have your next surgery anyway. So fast forward to Belgium, and we're standing at Ardennes Military Cemetery, and I'm standing finally, after all these years, in front of my father's grave. Very emotional. And I kind of say, oh, Daddy, I wish you were here for me to talk to, because you died really early at 27. And I don't know if I'm going to live as long as I want, and I think you're my expert on early death. And as surely as if he had been standing there, I could hear him say to me, oh, honey, I don't think this is about your death. I think this is about saying yes to your life.
Oh, my God. I love that. That's so beautiful. This is Colette Steffen, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny. And that is a beautiful, incredible story. And when we come back, we're going to go for the shift of the week and move some energy around this. Thank you so much, Pam.
You're welcome.
We'll be right back to make shift happen.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there-done-that no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Tune in in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
We're back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan for the shift of the week. And I want to thank you so much, Pam. And I just was wondering if you could just share your information with us one more time. There's so much that I would have loved to have shared more with you. And so we'll maybe do this again sometime.
I'd love that. Thank you so much. So my website is throughadifferentlens.com. So that's all spelled out, T-H-R-O-U-G-H. A different lens, L-E-N-S.com. And my email address, and again, the first five people who email me will get a large format color photo, abstract aerial photo from my book. And that email address is Pam, P-A-M, at throughadifferentlens.com.
Thank you so much. And so, you know, what Pam was talking about is reframing your challenges so that you can see your way through, like the bad weather. And when you take the pilot seat and you open your heart, you know, you can spread your wings and soar. And that, and you know, so if we look at our challenges as opportunities, you know, challenges are just opportunities dressed up, you know, possibilities and opportunities dressed up as challenges. And so for a lot, you know, what you were saying about, you know, the seriousness of disease, I just really want to touch base on that. My mom's identical twin passed from, you know, she struggled with breast cancer for 12 years. And after she passed, then my mom was diagnosed with precancerous cells and went through another version of this. And while I was watching this and you know, and I've worked with many people and I've seen many miracles happen where tumors shrink and disappear in a matter of minutes and matter of seconds, actually. And I've, you know, that doesn't always happen, but there is a possibility that that could happen. And so the way I think of cancer cells is kind of like a bunch of you know, a bunch of cells that decide that they want to be more important, so they want to get together and create an organ, you know, and so, and then what happens is, you know, we get diagnosed and, you know, we're like, we're told, hey, this is really, really serious. You really want to take this seriously. And, you know, the more serious you take anything, the more difficult it is to resolve, because when people take things seriously, they have a tendency to think about it a lot. And so, you know, thinking about how serious something is not going to benefit people to move through it. So if you think about, you know, if anyone is in that space right now where you have, you know, tumor anywhere or, you know, growth, whatever that, you know, if you get in touch with that, what happens a lot of times people, and that's what I was saying about with breast cancer, it's almost created a fear where women don't want to get in touch with their breasts and they don't want to touch their breasts in case they find a lump. They're terrified that, you know, that this, you know, like it's almost like not wanting to connect with that body part. And it has a tendency then to, our thoughts have a tendency to relax that body part from the rest of our central nervous system. And so we really want to strengthen this for all women that are listening in right now, you know, that you would want to actually get in touch with your chest wall and with your breasts and, you know, love your breasts, touch your breasts, be very intimate with your breasts, like have a, you know, and if you don't want to do it, get a man to do it for you. I'm just joking.
Yeah.
But, I mean,
could I just add to that, Colette?
Yes, go ahead.
I really, as a healing thing, do that and touch my chest and body and thank my body for doing the magic that it knows how to do.
Absolutely. And, you know, when you get in connection with any body part that's been removed, you can still connect with it after the removal from the actual physical body. And you can create the space in the body for that, for those body parts and, you know, get in touch with what happened on many different levels and clear it so that there's like a completion, a wholeness to everything that happened. You can clear all of the negative experiences around it, the negative traumas around it, and those come up and down the family line. And many people who end up with surgeries on a different level other than just cancer, but people who have a tendency to have surgery have somewhere within them a weakness to being cut or cutting others, you know, experiences, past, present, future. And so we can delete those. You know, I've talked about this a lot about, you know, if you considered yourself like a binary computer, that the central nervous system would be the hard drive. You want your hard drive of that computer to be very connected to all your body parts. And so you don't want to be in a place like where if you're afraid that, you know, you're going to get cancer in your breast, where you relax them to the point where you are not in connection with them anymore. So you want to really connect on the central nervous system, the peripheral nervous system, and the flow of energy, the chi, to those parts, and strengthen the alkalinity of the chest wall and that all the oxygenation there. And just, you know, it's really, really getting women strong to feeling their breasts on an energetic level, and, you know, strengthening that connection so that there's that perfect tension within the breasts that doesn't allow for a stagnation in the systems of like all this cellular waste and parasitic waste and, you know, toxins and poisons to build up and then to, you know, shift the cells. So on a cellular level, we can just get in touch with that for everybody, that, you know, everything lines up perfectly with the beat of the heart. And so that with every beat of our heart, we have that perfect tension, the lack of tension, the effortlessness of our body, of the homeostasis of our body, knowing exactly what to do, you know, and as you said, getting in touch with that and honoring that, whether those body parts are still with us or, you know, we've had them removed, we still can honor those body parts and get in touch with them and strengthen what has occurred within the body. And so for yourself, you know, that's beautiful that you get in touch with that, because everything is still there. Just because it's not there in the physical sense, it still is there on an energetic level.
Right. Very beautifully put.
Yeah. And so, you know, for everyone listening in, we just want to really strengthen that, you know, what, and this is beautiful what Pam said before the last intermission here that we had about, you know, her dad telling her that this isn't about your death. This is about your life. This is about choosing life. This is about all the triggers around that, all the issues that come up, the choices that people make, and standing strong within those choices, being congruent in your awareness that, you know, you're on a journey, and that journey, you're creating, you know, you're creating your own flight path in many ways. And then sometimes the winds of change come along and, you know, you get like kind of steered into a little bit different direction. A lot of people right now are feeling that resistance because we're, you know, there's a lot of winds of change right now. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. Very well put.
Yeah, and so we want to be buffeted by them. We want to, you know, want to be in a position where we're in connection with that source energy and we're in that divine flow of it and we are in that love. And so this is what I've been sharing with people is, there's a saying, there's nothing to fear but fear itself. Some of those fears that we have are actually coming from outside of us. And if we start becoming more aware of that, we can just let them go, you know, just by deleting them and reprogramming, you know, the course of action where we want to move towards. And so, like, if you want to know more about that, you can connect with me on, you know, at thetruthisfunny.com or at crystallinevision.com. I'm also on all the, the social media. I have a new Facebook page, The Truth is Funny with Colette. And I have my last call tonight, actually, for It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas, relationship insurance for the dinner table. If you're a little concerned about, you know, Christmas dinner, if you clear some of the weaknesses in relationships before the people get there, before you arrive at the in-laws, etc., that we could smooth that out, into the future. And also, I just wanted to also mention, if anyone wanting private sessions, those are available on crystallinevision.com and now also on thetruthisfunny.com. We're in the process of updating my website, The Truth is Funny, and so it has a lot more on it now. Thank you so much, Pam, And this is Colette Stephan. The Truth is Funny, Transformation Talk Radio. And I look forward to next Wednesday when I have a special Christmas program for everyone listening in. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth is Funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com. Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit BiteBackForACure.org.
Are you ready to give your home a fresh look but don't want to do the work? Help is a phone call away. Kathy's Handy is a full-service general contracting company specializing in home improvement, remodeling, and repairs. Kathy's Handy are specialists in kitchens, baths, fireplace makeovers, and finished carpentry, and they partner with other amazing specialty subcontractors needed to complete any job. Friendly, energetic, and dependable with an impeccable reputation to get the job done while keeping you as comfortable as possible during the transformation of your home is the hallmark of Kathy's Handy. Call Kathy now for a free estimate. 206-715-8126. That's 206-715-8126. And visit kathyshandy.com for a complete view of possibilities for your home.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.